everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. So today, we're going to be looking at a 2025 study.
That's good.
It comes from the Archivos de Bronconeumología Medical Journal.
Interesting.
And basically, this study is all about trying to figure out what some of the factors are that influence mortality in patients with high-risk COPD.
Interesting.
So we're hoping to uncover some pretty
interesting
and potentially
groundbreaking
insights here.
So what's really interesting here is that we're focusing specifically on patients who are already considered high risk for COPD.
Okay.
So this makes the findings even more significant, I think, when we're trying to understand survival rates in this particular group.
Yeah. So before we get too far, I think we should make sure that everyone listening understands how they define high risk COPD.
Yeah.
In this study.
Yeah, so they use the Jesse Pio guidelines to categorize COPD patients.
All right.
And you're generally classified as high risk if you have very poor lung function, if you experience significant breathlessness, or if you've had recent flare-ups or hospitalizations due to COPD.
So these are people who are already dealing with a more serious form of COPD.
Absolutely.
And so this study kind of digs deeper to see, okay, what else impacts survival rates within this group.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The researchers use a very simple functional test called the 5STS.
Okay.
It stands for the 5-repetition sit-to-stand test.
Right.
It's basically a way to evaluate risk further within this high-risk category.
So a sit-to-stand test.
Right.
That sounds almost too simple.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, how could that tell us anything?
You'd be surprised.
Useful.
In this 5STS test, the person being evaluated simply stands up from a sitting position five times as quickly as they can.
And the study used a 16-second cutoff.
Okay.
16 seconds or longer
indicates
what they call poor performance.
So how fast you can stand up could actually reveal something about how long you might live.
It might sound surprising, but yes.
Wow.
You see, the 5STS test isn't just about leg strength.
Okay.
It's actually a measure of your overall functional capacity.
Interesting.
So it kind of reflects your body's ability to handle everyday activities. And it turns out that it's a very powerful predictor of mortality in these high-risk COPD patients.
All right. Well, I'm officially intrigued.
Okay.
So what did they find?
Well, the study found that overall, about 30% of all high-risk COPD patients died within 5 years.
Okay.
But here's the really interesting part.
Okay.
For those who performed poorly on the 5STS test, meaning they took 16 seconds or longer, the 5-year mortality rate jumped to a staggering 60.5%.
That's incredible.
It is. Imagine you take this simple test.
Right.
And it turns out you're in this group where more than half the people don't survive past 5 years.
Wow.
So that really puts a different spin on that test result.
So just being able to stand up from a chair quickly.
It really highlights the importance of functional capacity as a key indicator of both overall health and survival in these patients.
So on the flip side, they found that high-risk patients who did well on the 5STS test, so those who completed it under 16 seconds, had a much lower 5-year mortality rate of only 11%.
Yeah.
So their risk looks a lot more like someone who isn't even considered high risk.
Exactly.
That's really interesting.
It is fascinating that this very simple 5STS test can help identify a subset of high-risk patients who face a much greater risk of dying within that 5-year period.
Okay, that's powerful stuff.
It is.
But I know that they didn't just look at the 5STS test, right?
No, not at all.
They also
considered other factors, looked at other things.
Things like age, body mass index, smoking history, other health conditions like heart disease, things like that.
So did any of those other factors kind of...
They found that a history of heart disease significantly increased the mortality risk for those who also had poor 5STS performance.
So if you have high-risk COPD and a history of heart disease, and you're struggling to get out of a chair quickly, that's a serious red flag.
It is. It really highlights the need for a comprehensive approach to risk assessment.
So it's not just about looking at COPD in isolation.
It's about understanding
how
these different factors interact to influence overall health and survival.
Wow. This is a lot to take in.
So I think it's important to kind of bring it back to the listener and think about, okay, why should we care about this study?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
I think this study has some pretty significant implications for how we approach COPD management, especially for those considered high risk.
Yeah.
It really emphasizes the critical importance of early detection and intervention.
Okay. So are you saying that, like, doctors might start using this 5-STS test?
I think it's definitely possible.
Okay.
Yeah. This research suggests that the 5-STS test could be a really valuable tool for identifying patients who might benefit the most from things like pulmonary rehabilitation.
Okay, now hold on a second.
Sure.
Isn't it possible that, like, people who are already more active are just naturally going to do better on this test?
Yeah.
So how do we know that it's really about COPD severity and not just general fitness?
That's an excellent point.
Yeah,
and it's something that researchers will need to explore further.
Okay.
It's possible that physical activity levels could play a role.
Right.
But even if that's the case, I still think the 5-STS test could be a valuable tool.
Okay.
Imagine this. You know, someone comes in.
Right.
They're high risk based on the usual criteria.
Okay.
But they do really well on the 5-STS test.
Okay.
Maybe that's a sign that they're already quite active, which is fantastic.
Right.
But, you know, if they do poorly,
right,
that could be a signal that they need more support to get moving.
Okay.
Regardless of why they struggled.
So this seemingly simple test could actually change how we approach.
It has the potential to.
Okay.
And that's what makes the study so compelling.
Right.
It highlights how, you know, simple, readily available tools can really make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about adding another test.
Right.
It's about using this information to create treatment plans that are tailored to the individual.
So instead of like a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, like a custom-made suit.
Gotcha.
You know, fitted perfectly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so instead of lumping all high-risk patients together, we can use this test to kind of figure out who needs a more intensive approach.
Exactly.
Okay. But we focused a lot on the 5-STS test.
Sure.
I know the study also looked at the connection between heart disease and COPD.
Absolutely.
So what can you tell us about that?
Well, they found that having heart disease on top of high-risk COPD dramatically increases the risk, especially for those who also do poorly on the 5-STS.
Okay.
We're talking about a median survival of less than 5 years.
That's scary.
It is.
It seems like we need to pay a lot more attention
to
how these two conditions kind of...
Yeah. It underscores the fact that COPD isn't just about the lungs.
Yeah.
It's a complex disease that often coexists with other health issues.
Uh-huh.
And those other issues
can
really significantly impact how well someone does.
It really makes you wonder how much valuable information we might be missing.
It's a good point.
By not using assessments like this.
Yeah, it's a reminder that sometimes
the
simplest tools can be the most powerful.
Right.
And in this case, it could be the key to improving outcomes for these patients.
For sure.
You know, it's interesting to think about the impact
this
kind of research could have on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen patients who are really struggling.
Yeah.
You know, they felt like they had no control.
Right.
But then they start pulmonary rehab. They get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
They can breathe easier.
Right.
And... you know, they tell me it's like they've gotten a part of their life back.
That's great.
That's what makes this work so meaningful.
Yeah, it's not always easy to talk about mortality.
No, it's not.
But what you're saying is it's not just about preventing death.
It's not just about living longer.
It's about quality of life.
It's about quality of life, exactly. For someone with COPD, quality of life can mean so many things.
Yeah.
Being able to breathe easier, stay active.
Yeah.
Do the things that they enjoy with their loved ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not just about extending life.
Right.
It's about extending quality of life.
These findings are pretty eye-opening.
They are.
But like with any research, I think it's important to understand the context.
Of course.
This study did have some limitations.
It did.
Yeah.
One limitation is that it was a single-center study, which means it was conducted at only one hospital.
Okay, so we need to be careful about
it. We need more research.
Generalizing the findings.
To confirm these findings in different settings and with different groups of people.
So we need more research to kind of back this up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Another limitation is that the study didn't include folks with lower risk COPD who also happened to do poorly on the five STS.
So we don't know for sure how the test would predict outcomes for those individuals.
Right.
Gotcha.
It's possible it could be useful.
Right.
But we just need more research.
Okay. And I'm also curious about the role of physical activity.
Right.
Did the study account for that at all?
Unfortunately, the study didn't specifically measure how physically active the participants were, and that could be an important factor.
Right.
It's possible that being more active might lead to better performance on the 5-STS, regardless of how severe someone's COPD is.
So future research should look at how physical activity levels, 5-STS performance and mortality, are all connected.
Yeah. Understanding how physical activity interacts with these other factors is really crucial
for sure
for developing effective interventions.
Okay. It sounds like there's still a lot to learn.
There is.
But this study is definitely a step in the right direction.
I agree.
Okay.
It reminds us to keep looking for innovative ways to identify those at the highest risk.
Right.
And to provide truly personalized care.
Yeah. And it seems like this 5-STS test
could be
a really valuable tool in doing just that.
Yeah, it's easy to administer. Yeah. It's inexpensive.
Right.
And as the study shows,
it
can provide some really important insights into a person's risk.
Well, I have learned so much from our conversation today.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's amazing how much we can uncover.
It is.
From just one research study.
It's really exciting to think about the potential impact
this research could have on the lives of people with COPD.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you think our listeners should take away from this deep dive?
I think for me, the biggest takeaway is that COPD is a lot more complex than we realize.
Yeah.
It's not just about how well your lungs are working.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
We have to look at the whole person to really understand their risk and provide them with the best possible care.
Right. So that includes things like
their
functional capacity, other health conditions.
Yeah, their lifestyle.
All of it.
All connected.
It's all connected, yeah.
It's like you can't just treat the disease. You have to treat the person.
Exactly.
And tools like the 5-STS test can really help us do that.
They give us a more...
They can be a real game changer.
Complete picture.
In helping us identify who needs more support.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a fascinating discussion.
It has been.
I feel like I've learned a lot about COPD and the potential.
It's amazing what we can learn.
For using tools like this 5-STS test.
Right now.
To improve people's lives.
It's been a pleasure exploring this research with you.
All right. So before we go, I think let's do a quick recap of what we've learned today.
Sounds good.
So we started by diving into a 2025 study from the Archivos, the Bronchopneumologia Medical Journal. And it really challenged our thinking about how we assess risk in folks with high-risk COPD.
Yeah, the study showed that a very simple test called the 5-STS, which basically measures how quickly you can stand up from a chair, can actually tell us a lot about someone's chances of survival over the next 5 years.
And we also learned that having heart disease on type of high-risk COPD makes things even more serious.
It does.
Especially for those who struggle with that 5-STS test.
For those who also struggle with the 5-STS.
Right. And what's really exciting is the possibility of using the 5-STS test to create more personalized COPD treatment plans.
Instead of that one-size-fits-all approach, we can start tailoring treatment to individual needs and risk factors.
Well, this deep dive has definitely given us a lot to think about.
For sure.
But before we go, I want to leave you with one final question to ponder.
I like it.
Could widespread use of the 5-STS test lead to a paradigm shift in COPD care? Could it empower both patients and doctors with the knowledge they need to make better decisions about treatment?
And it's a really thought-provoking question.
And lifestyle changes.
And it's one that I think deserves a lot more attention.
Yeah.
If we can start using this very simple tool
Right.
To identify those at the highest risk mm-hmm. and intervene sooner.
Right.
Could we see a real improvement
yeah.
in how long and how well
for sure.
people with COPD live?
Absolutely. And to our listener,
yeah.
keep diving deep.
Keep learning.
Keep asking questions and never stop learning.
That's right.
Until next time.